There's fried rice, and then there's perfect fried rice, which, it turns out, is largely dependent on your ability to constantly move the rice around in the wok. In other words, physics. A team of researchers at Georgia Tech took videos of chefs in action, and based on what they observed, they came up with a mathematical model for the perfect wok frying technique. Serious stuff if you're into fried rice. Hung Tan Ko is a PhD student at Georgia Tech.
As a kid growing up in Taiwan, my mom always asked me to fry rice, and I was trying to mimic what the chef do in the restaurants, but it's actually very hard to catch the grains. So you're only able to move the wok back and forth, but you have to both toss all the rice while being able to catch them. So we found this is a very interesting physics question.
So break down what's actually going on as you watch these chefs making fried rice. I mean, I see that you found that the work movement cycled about 3 hertz, which is physics, and I don't really know what I'm talking about. So what does that even mean?
3 hertz is a very, very fast speed. So what that means is that the chef will have to do a toss every 0.3 seconds. So that's 3 cycles per second. And another thing that we found out that's pretty surprising was that you imagine when you toss the pancake, for example, there will be a phase when your pan is totally lifted from the stove. But in reality, when we observe them tossing the wok is, in fact, always in contact with the stove.
So the wok is never actually leaving the stove, but the chef is kind of moving it around, as you say, in a very dynamic way. If you're a chef making those movements over and over and over again, how much wear and tear is that on your arms and your wrist?
Very much, because the wok itself is around 2 kilograms and could be more. And with the 3 hertz, a very fast speed, you can imagine that the burden onto the chef's shoulder and elbow joint is very, very large.
I mean, one of the reasons I understand Asian chefs love the wok is that it gets really hot and that plays really well with the food. So with that super intense heat, how does a combination of that with the movements you've been describing influence the way the rice is cooked?
It's actually very necessary for them to toss the ingredient because, like you said, the heat is enormous. If they don't lift the ingredients off the wok every now and then, the rice grains and all other ingredients will easily get burnt. So it's almost a necessity while implementing this high heat to be able to toss the ingredients.
So once you figured out the dynamics between chef and how they manipulate the wok on the stove, did you come up with some solutions to preventing wok-related injuries?
So one thing that we're thinking about is now that we have this physics of this motion, we can presumably design exoskeleton that the chefs can wear on their arms to kind of reduce the force output from the human muscle and kind of supplement some of those force output by using machines and motors.
Fried rice is over 1,000 years old. Every Chinese restaurant seems to have their own version. What is the best way to cook it, in your opinion? How do you like your fried rice? With a lot of stuff in it or pretty basic?
Pretty basic, but I'm still inclined to go to the restaurant because in my kitchen, I would never be able to implement as much heat to the cooking process. But yeah, usually you get a very good fried rice from those stir-fry restaurants in Taiwan.
If you're not going to Taiwan, what should you be looking for in a Chinese restaurant here to kind of judge their fried rice caliber?
So I think one of the things that we'll be looking for after using a very high heat is that the grains have to be separated from each other. So no grains can stick with each other. If they do, it means that the chef are probably not using as much heat when they're cooking it.
Got it. So no clumpy rice. It's got to be separate grains.
Exactly.
Hung Tan Ko, PhD student at Georgia Tech. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.